It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Did you get caught in the storm, Kyle?
Consequence Podcast Network.
Jorge Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK, WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks always for making your way here, checking out the series. You know what to do. If you like what you see, what you hear, hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. It's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, I'm talking with Kimiko Glenn. We're going to get into the new Disney Channel, Disney Channel's newest animated series. It's called Kif. Let's see here. We're going to talk about, well, how the show being nostalgic of older cartoons, especially those that were just a little bit on the weird and the funny side. I'll bring up stuff like Ren and Stimpy and Rocko's Modern Life. We're also going to talk about some of her favorite cartoons like Looney Tunes and Ah Real Monsters. And she'll tell us about coming up with the voices as well. Kimiko, who also found fame in Waitress on Broadway in the original cast, is going to discuss the songs that she gets to sing in this series. And we're going to hear about some of her idols, Celine Dion, Shania Twain, just to name a couple, as inspirations when she was young. And I'm going to ask about what it's like to be a part of the amazing cast of the new History of the World Part 2. So let's jump into it. We're talking about Kif. It's Kyle Meredith with Kimiko Glenn. First off, it's so great to meet you on here. I've been such a fan of what you're doing. This new series, Kif, has been so much fun to watch. And everything that's going on. I don't want to put words. What can you tell us about this one? How would you set this one up?
Well, you know, it's a story about a squirrel named Kif, and the creators are South African, and it's basically based on their adventures in South Africa in Cape Town. And Kif actually in South African means cool. South African might made it sound like a language, but but it's basically her adventures with her friend Barry, who's a bunny, and they're both young and excited, have a zest for life. I mean, in the first episode, you hear Kif talk about, you know, her thirst for life and to be doing things. And that's kind of her to a T. She's very, she's down to do whatever and down to like go full throttle into anything. And her friend Barry is like the loyal sidekick, kind of goobery, very squishy, and you love to love him.
Yeah. As soon as I start watching it, like, I'm thinking of some of my favorite shows that I grew up on, even the ones that came a little bit later, like Rocco's Modern Life came to mind, even a little, you know, like my favorite stuff. I've got Ren and Stimpy over my shoulder here. It was the weird sort of cartoons, even if they weren't that bizarre, that like, this feels like it sort of plays into it. And it's been a little renaissance. Like when you're thinking about a children's show, but you get to play around with it like that. I mean, does that give it a little bit something extra?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's cool is when I saw the drawings for it, I'm like, oh, this is like nostalgic to me. This is like reminiscent of things that I used to watch as a kid. And, you know, that kind of like 2D kind of illustration, you know, now everything feels a little computer generated and three dimensional and like kind of an odd way. And what I love most about the show is that it is so weird. It's like a totally like a high concept, weird show that I think like adults are gonna have a hard time not watching with their children. You know, it's technically children's programming because like there are no curse words or like it's just good, clean fun, but it's so actually laugh out loud funny, which is why I've been like so excited for this to come out. And I can't wait.
What were some of those shows for you?
Oh, I mean, I loved like Looney Tunes, you know, that sort of thing. The Roadrunner and the, what was it? I forget. What.
Coyote, Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner.
Yeah. Real Monsters I loved, Rugrats. I mean, there were so many kind of like interesting cartoons like that I used to love.
And this really does kind of call back to that side of things. I mean, you're completely right about that. And then, so of course, you play the lead character here with Kif.
Yeah.
When you're like, what is your process when you get a role like this? I mean, do you come up with the voice? Do you find the character? I mean, how does it work maybe differently than, you know, on screen as real person?
Yeah, what's so funny about a lot of this voice work is I always try and put on like kind of an accent or like some weird voice, but then ultimately a lot of times they just sort of guide me back to my own voice. So like some version of my own voice, and I'm like, huh, interesting. So I sound like a cartoon to you? And turns out I do. But so Kif is very much a part of me. She's like, she has more of like a musicality and rhythm to her more than like a different voice. And I think I enjoy playing that a lot because it just feels like I'm a kid again. You know, every time I go into the booth, I feel like I'm just playing, like I'm just like a kid in a sandbox and having so much fun.
Do you at the same time, do you keep the like the character, like the image of the character in your mind as you're doing it? Does it work like that?
I mean, always. Yeah. I mean, as soon as you have the actual image of the character, because sometimes you don't see it for a while and then they show you. But thankfully they had it like at the start. And so it really feeds into how you play it. And you know, I had like early sketches or like animatics for it, like probably just a few months into recording, and it was super helpful. And also helpful in the sense that it helped me believe in the show, because I was like, wait, this show is so funny. And when you know that you're part of something great, it just makes it all the more joyful. And we just got really creative with it.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Kimiko Glenn. Well, you mentioned the musicality, and there are songs in what every episode. I know I've seen the three that they've sent us so far.
Yeah.
And these are fun. You know, and you've got the Broadway background and everything. I mean, again, I'm sure this all seems natural to you, but I would love to hear about that side of things, because now you have the songs. You've got to sing, but it's still sort of in a character, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, That is an aspect of this, is like some of the songs, like you get them and you're like, oh, I'd sing it this way, but it's not about how I'd sing it, it's about how Kiff would sing it. So it's kind of an interesting balance to strike, but it's, they write the songs for this character. So it's, yeah, it's fun. It's very similar to the theatrical side of things, the musical side of things, because that's what I'm used to, you know, and that's what I have so much fun doing. That's like what I have the most fun doing, is singing. So being able to do that and incorporate that into a project that I already think is so cool. So Kiff, if you will, is like the joy of my life. I don't know.
I wrote down the sing-along song from the road trip. Yeah. Became sort of an instant favorite. But are there the songs on here that you're like, this is like, there it seems like there's so much range to play and be outrageous with this character. Like, are there specific songs that kind of fuel that a little bit more?
Totally. I mean, like, it's not like Kiff is in a specific genre of music. Kiff is like all genres, spans and straddles all genres of music. And I think that's what makes her like all the more three-dimensional as a character. What fills out like the story so much is that it's like the music just lends itself to the story. And it's not about like creating hits. It's about like moving the story along in the best way possible. And also, like, there's always a hilarious element to it, you know? Yeah. So it's a lot of fun.
You've got that singing background. I said, I've watched some of the interviews and you talked about especially mimicking Celine Dion.
Yes.
When you were young. Yeah. I think that's become a great part of your story right there.
Yeah.
But who else? Because I've seen that one a few times, but who else were you doing back then? Because you were pretty young, right?
Yeah. So she was the first album I ever got. So that's basically like why she's like the one. And like, I think sort of because she's so entertaining, just listening to her, she just like makes such weird, bold choices. I was like obsessed with imitating, which kind of helped me in my acting, you know? It sort of like got me interested in the comedic aspect of acting. But when it comes to other musical inspirations, like I was obsessed with Lea Salonga. She is a huge Broadway star who like kind of at the time was like maybe one of the only Asian leading females. Gorgeous voice of an angel. Liz Calloway. Like there are just so many people. I was obsessed with Shania Twain for a while. When I was going through my like low voice phase where I was like, I gotta work on my low voice. But yeah, those were some of my inspirations, and only some of them. Karen Carpenter, like there were so many inspirations growing up. I'd be here all day naming them. Yeah.
Shania's back too. She's got that new record.
Oh yeah. And I can't wait because I'm seeing her in a couple months at the Hollywood Bowl.
Are you? You get to go. Oh, right.
That's good. Yeah.
But have you met Celine yet? Have you had that opportunity to?
No, but I did see her in Vegas, and I was like front row center, just like, and all her like background singers saw me because I was like on the same side of the stage as her, just like living my life. They were just laughing at me, and one of them DM'd me, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm that much closer to Celine. But yeah, I'm not the type of person who like knows how to make those things happen. I'm a little too like embarrassed to be like, I love you. But yeah, just being able to see her perform was just like so wonderful. And in Vegas, it's like surround sound. It's full on when it's Vegas. So
sure.
Pretty epic.
Sure. Which, and just one more thing on the music too. I think I remember reading that you were a Regina Spektor fan too, and she's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
She's like my favorite like recording artist probably of all time. Just with everything. I don't know. I could talk about her for ages. And she's the sweetest.
Well, you've got a great series here with Kiff. I know you've got other things going on. Did I see you were in History of the World Part 2?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It was the quickest yes I've ever said. It's Mel Brooks. He was like one of my idols as a kid. Like in middle school, my friends and I were obsessed with him. We watched all his stuff, tried to make our own kind of Mel Brooksian type movies. You know, we would write scripts and stuff. They're probably really funny. We need to dig those up. But anyway, It was like the thrill of my life to be doing that. And I went to the premiere earlier this week, and it's pretty odd that it's going to be seen on a small screen, like on Hulu, because it felt so big watching it like in the theaters. Like everyone in it is so legitimate and so cool that every appearance is like, like so cool. It's like all the funny people in LA. So it's like a real true honor for me to be doing it.
It really seems like all the funny people in the world. What a humongous cast to be a part of. It's insane. And to be a part of a legacy like that. But back to it at hand. Again, Kif is so much fun. I cannot wait to see more of this. Congratulations on all of your continued success. And thanks so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Of course. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
And my thanks, Kimiko Glenn. The new Disney Channel animated series is called Kif. And thanks to you for checking out the episode and the series. Again, please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. 3 interviews a week to keep you up to date on your favorite artists. And discover some new ones. iTunes and Apple Podcasts at Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Now after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern on WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All 3 of them, the address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Kyle, are you still there? You're frozen.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.